Well, we're joined again in the studio this morning, Faye Williams, President of Michigan Waterfowl Association. Good morning. Welcome again.
Thank you all.
And you've got, it's the 34th annual banquet coming up, but what's happening, when and where?
Okay, it's 34th annual banquet, and we're having it at the Holiday Inn, Sunday, Valentine's Day. Doors open at 3:30. Tickets are $50 a person or $90 a couple. And we got some real sweetheart specials for if the guys want to bring their gals.
Well, what I like about it is, and we've talked about this event before, is you've got a lot going on at this event. Kind of break it down for folks that might be considering coming out this year.
Okay, well, one of the first prizes that we got when you walk in the door is you'll see the President's Gun Raffle, and that's a really nice rifle this year with a scope. And then as you get into the doors, there'll be gals meeting you there that are going to be selling raffle tickets. And raffle tickets, we have a goose package special. You can buy $100 goose package, and that gets you 125 raffle tickets. And then you can go to the different raffles and put your tickets in there. We've got shotgun raffles. We've got a hunting and fishing raffle. We've got a camping raffle, a tool raffle. We've got silent auctions besides the raffles. And we've got some really nice prints this year, really framed well. And we've got Dietmar Crummery there for one of the artists. We got Nita Engel, and just many more. And we've got some games in there that people are going to love to play, and then we got some surprises that are going to be there when people get there. I can't tell you about, otherwise it wouldn't be a surprise.
Now, obviously, through the years, I'm sure you've seen a lot of the same faces and a lot of the same people that come in the door, but you're always looking for new people to show up and be a part of this here. Who are you looking for? What kind of person fits this bill? Someone who does what?
Someone that really appreciates nature is really what it boils down to and understands it. Not only do we cater to the hunters and of the UP, but also people that just enjoy viewing wildlife. We got a lot of bird watchers that are on our board, as a matter of fact. Not everyone in there hunts, but it is basically a hunting organization. We do accept the fact that in order to have the waterfowl or the game in general that we have here in the UP, that you need the sportsman to take care of it, because let's face it, the state is not going to do it.
I was curious about this. Now, you were a founding member and currently the president of the Michigan Waterfowl Association. Give us kind of a little bit of a background on it. What is the purpose of the organization, and what do you as members work to accomplish?
Okay. First off, all of our profits go for our annual fundraiser. Not all of our profits, but they're spent on special projects. We support the annual $750 NMU scholarship. We supply Marquette County Middle Schools with Trax Wildlife Magazine, provide Moosewood Nature Center with a $1,000 grant, provide $500 to the Boy Scouts for a shooting sports program, and we also initiated and brought to fruition the 410 Jeske Flooding Project, which the state, in their infinite wisdom, has decided to draw the dam down, and we've got some real problems there that we're trying to bring back. It's out on in Chocolate Township on a Marquette County, Alger County line. And we would like to get it reflooded, but we need people, young people especially, is what we're looking for, is people that are getting involved. That's why we have the scholarship at Northern through the Wildlife Biology Department, rather, is we need to get more young people involved in the outdoors. And, you know, there's just too many kids are sitting around watching their computers, and it's just really getting...
Well, you mentioned, this being Valentine's Day, and you think husband, wife, you know, couples, the whole bit like that. But definitely, if you want to bring the kids along, maybe find a little bit more about what's going on. It's a great opportunity.
Special deal just for the kids when they get there. We've got some special gifts for them. The government just can't do everything for you. Mm-hmm. You got to get out there and protect what you can while you can, because otherwise it's going to be gone.
We were talking off mic here a second ago. I know for many of us, there's almost it's not intentional. It's almost a feeling of maybe taking this natural surrounding that we have, including the lake and the outdoors, for granted.
It's the New Yorkers not going to the Statue of Liberty because it's just there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the same philosophy almost up here, where we do take it for granted, and that's probably where the mistake starts.
That's the beginning of it. And then, you know, not getting your children or grandchildren out there and getting them involved in the outdoors, that's another big part of it, too.
Well, you have the banquet coming up on February 14th at the Holiday Inn. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm assuming the tickets are relatively limited, so if people want to go, they should get them today. And how would they get them?
All they need to do is get on the phone and call Sharon Johnson at, if they got a pencil and paper handy, I'll give them the phone number, 346-5850. And we only have a limited number left, so they should get on the phone and call.
Now, if they can't make it to the banquet, how can they find out more about your group?
We have an annual meeting coming up in May. We haven't picked a date yet, and that's usually out at the back door at Marquette Ski Hill. Mm-hmm. And we will be announcing the date of that through the newspaper and through you folks again, hopefully here in the near future.
So if you want to find out more, you can go to the banquet. The tickets are available by calling Sharon Johnson at 346-5850. We'll also have the information posted to our website and to our blog, and also more information about how you can find out more about the Michigan Waterfowl Association. Again, several items up for grabs at the banquet. Lots of fun, but it's also an opportunity to come out and show your support for the outdoors.
Yes, it is, and bring the kids.
I think that leaves it very well right there.
It is Valentine's Day at the Marquette Holiday Inn. Again, if you missed any of that, we'll have all the information posted on our blog at markandwalt.com. Hey, good to see you again, as always.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.